from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, October 14th. Coming up, a conversation with Susanna Scaroni. The University of Illinois graduate student won the women's wheelchair race at the Chicago Marathon on Sunday. That interview in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Attorneys for farm industry groups and the state of California presented oral arguments to the U.S. Supreme Court this week. At issue is the constitutionality of a California law that would require breeding pigs to be raised with a certain amount of space for their pork to be sold in the state. Justice Samuel Alito asked California's Solicitor General if pork-producing states could retaliate against California with their own food production laws.
Could a state say, we're really concerned about water shortages, so we're going to prohibit the shipment through our territory or the sale within our borders of any almonds where the trees are irrigated? Could they do that?
California's Solicitor General said states could do that if it's focused on the sale within their borders. An attorney for the pork industry argued that California's law could set a precedent for other states to operate their own space requirements and disrupt the entire industry. A Champaign-based leasing company is revitalizing apartments with a new arts initiative. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports on two new murals in town.
Two people dance across a green, yellow, and orange wall near the corner of Lincoln Avenue and West Illinois Street in Urbana. The building is one of two Fairlawn real estate apartments with new murals, part of the company's Fairlawn for the Arts initiative. Rafael Blanco is the artist who worked on property 806 West Illinois Street. He says the mural represents the performing arts, since the building is near the Cranor Center for the Performing Arts.
Usually the walls that I paint are boring walls, they are gray, they are blank, they are forgotten walls that no one is paying attention to until I come and I do like a work of art that is impactful, and then people are looking at it. They have to, and that's when the conversation starts.
Fairlawn Real Estate says two more apartments in the Urbana-Champaign area will have murals soon. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
The University of Illinois announced yesterday a new training center for its wrestling program. Athletic Director Josh Whitman says $10 million has already been pledged toward the project. Illini wrestling head coach Mike Poeta spoke about what this building means toward his goal of being an elite Big Ten wrestling power.
This building changes that for us. This building will get us into that conversation sooner than later.
Illinois wrestlers will continue training at Huff Hall until the new wrestling facility is built. It will be on the south lawn of the State Farm Center, which is where the Illini host their home meets. The new facility is scheduled to be completed near the end of 2025. Still to come, we'll talk with Chicago Marathon women's wheelchair champion Susanna Scaroni about her victory and her rehab from serious injury just over a year ago. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
In La Otra Mirada, the lives of the students at a girls' academy change dramatically when a mysterious new teacher named Teresa arrives. As the institution clings to old traditions, Teresa exposes the staff and the students to the women's rights movements of the early 20th century. In Spanish with English subtitles, La Otra Mirada portrays brave women as they find their own voices. You can stream the entire first season as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. University of Illinois wheelchair athlete Susanna Scaroni announced her presence on the world stage last year during the Tokyo Paralympic Games.
Use that strength, and she has ridden her strength to her first Paralympic medal, and that first medal is golden. Susanna Scaroni's the champ in the 5,000 and a new Paralympic record.
That audio courtesy of NBC Sports. Scaroni added to her trophy case on Sunday when she won the Chicago Marathon, her first victory in one of the six world major marathons. Scaroni suffered major injuries last fall, just after the Paralympics, when she was rear-ended by a car while training. But she's since come back stronger than ever. I spoke with Scaroni about her injury rehab and her win in Chicago, where she beat Illinois teammate and nine-time Chicago Marathon champion Tatiana McFadden by 4 minutes.
I just tried to make a gap early on. And that's kind of what I've been doing lately. It's trying to make a gap and then just give everything I could to hold that. And I was really hoping to get the course record that day. That was what I was kind of aiming for. But did not have that in me. So I was just, you know, every ounce of energy I had, I was trying to keep the gap that I had created going because I was definitely slowing down at the end.
And that was it capped a busy few weeks for you. You raced at Berlin and London as well, with you know, more close races there. Especially, you know, you have two races overseas coming in very close succession, then coming back to race in Chicago. What was that like for you, just in terms of the travel and the racing so many back to back?
Yeah, thanks for asking. That was my first time ever doing three marathons back to back. I'm used to doing a lot of times Boston is a week before London. So I've done two marathons back to back multiple times. It's always a challenge. But normally what you have going for you is everyone else you're racing against has, for the most part, done both of them. And so Chicago, as you said, I was traveling back from overseas, and I've never done three in a row. And, you know, not all my competitors had been at the ones before. So Tatiana, she wasn't in Europe with us. And so I honestly just tackled it as I would do ever. Like, what you can control, you can control. So I tried to get as much sleep as I could. And I'm so grateful. I was sleeping so well when I got home after London. And we were just doing light maintenance workouts with the team. I was trying to eat well, have enough carbohydrates to have a lot of energy and good protein to recover. And what I'll say is, you know, everything I could control, I think, went so well. And, you know, I just was fatigued. But thankfully, you know, I was still able to be as efficient as possible and to be strong. Like, I didn't know what to expect because, as I said, you know, not everyone had raced all three. And so I'm so thankful that my body had enough in it to create a gap and be able to maintain that. But also, I will say I was very fatigued, and I don't hope I have to do many back-to-back-to-back marathons ever again.
Next, you've got New York coming up, which is a very different kind of course than what you've had so far this fall. We have three fairly flat courses so far. New York is definitely not that. So how does that shift your training a little bit?
Yeah. So I'm very excited to New York because, yeah, all of the races I've done so far are flat. And I love climbing hills. Like, I won't say I'm amazing at them, but I enjoy them a lot more. I like coasting as well. In New York, you get everything. So I'm looking forward to it. And I'm also excited to see just how I can compare there on a climbing course. So Manuela should be there. She's from Switzerland. I'm hoping, you know, we can have a good race together there and really see, you know, what happens on the hilly course. And so our training over the next 3 weeks, we'll be doing a lot more hill climbing as much as we can in Champaign. But we will focus on hills now.
I wanted to ask you a little bit, you know, about the accident last year. Obviously, it was serious, some fractured vertebrae and other injuries resulting from that. But it seems that you've come back stronger than you were even before the injury. Just tell me a little bit about the rehab process and your mindset and how you've been able to race better than ever coming out of that.
Yeah, well, I think a few things are important. The first thing is I was really strong right beforehand. Definitely that was the eye-opening experience for everyone, I think, since we hadn't raced with the world for about 2 years because of the pandemic. After, you know, after the accident happened, it was just like resetting completely. I was just like, I want to make sure I have a healthy back. Above all, you know, I already have limited use of my body. And so to think about my back being chronically in pain or anything like that, I just didn't want that. So we took the recovery super seriously, which meant really doing light things for all the way until January, which was hard for me mentally because I love exercising, but I was able to just kind of shift into like, no, I need to make sure my back feels correctly. And then when I was given the green light to try pushing again in my chair, it was eye-opening about how hard it was. You know, being in that position on my back or my stomach with strain on my back was kind of disheartening because I had like 20 minutes that I could kind of tolerate of it. And then I was so fatigued that I couldn't keep being in there. So, but as always, to me, with every goal, you just break it into small chunks, things that are simple to do. So So I was like, okay, 20 minutes it is. And my coach, Adam Blakeney, is like 100% on board with that. So we just broke it up into very small chunks, 20 minutes at a time. And that slowly increased in time and then a little bit in intensity. And I think I started January 3rd or 4th. By the middle of February, I was doing the workouts my teammates were doing. But I was surprised how quickly it actually did go when I'm looking back. It felt like I was very slowly progressing. But, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better transition to being back to what doing the workouts my teammates were doing by mid-February. And then in March, to hitting some times on the roller that were faster than I had been before Tokyo. That part was what's still shocking and surprising to me. So our brains and our bodies have these incredible memories, thank goodness. And I think I was then able to apply that. And the time that I had been away from my racing chair hadn't taken away a lot of my strength. So it was strength I needed to gain back, more in my back, but I think my muscle in my arms and shoulders, the memory was there, which was so helpful for being a really expedited transition back.
That's Susanna Scaroni, the women's wheelchair champion at the Chicago Marathon. The 31-year-old University of Illinois graduate student will earn her master's degree in nutritional science this December. She says after graduation, she wants to help para-athletes with their unique nutritional needs during training and racing. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 65 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Katie Pikus, Luis Velasquez, and Colin Hislop. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.